Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that honestly, I think a lot of waterfront homeowners in Florida don't fully understand. This thing called the 50% rule. David, thanks so much for being here to break this down for us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, the 50% rule is one of those regulations that can really catch people off guard, especially if they're dealing with substantial damage or thinking about major renovations on their waterfront property. It's basically this threshold that determines whether your home has to comply with current building codes and floodplain regulations.
Okay, so when you say substantial damage, what exactly are we talking about here? Like, we're not just talking about a leaky roof, right?
Right, exactly. So substantial damage is defined as damage where the cost of repairs exceeds 50% of the market value of the structure before the damage occurred. So if your waterfront home is worth $500,000 and a hurricane causes $250,000 or more in damage, you've hit that threshold. And here's where it gets important. Once you cross that line, you're essentially triggering a bunch of compliance requirements.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about the dollar amount. It's about the percentage of the home's value. That's actually a pretty significant distinction. So what happens once someone crosses that 50% threshold? What are they dealing with?
Well, that's the key thing. Once you hit that 50% mark, your property now has to be brought into compliance with current building codes and floodplain management regulations. And for waterfront homes, that can mean elevation requirements, foundation upgrades, mitigation improvements, all the stuff that can get really expensive really fast. You can't just rebuild it the way it was before.
So it's not just about fixing what's broken. You're essentially looking at a whole new set of requirements. What about improvements, though? Like, if someone wants to renovate or expand their waterfront home, does the 50% rule apply there too?
Great question. Yes, it does apply to improvements as well. So if you're planning renovations or additions where the cost exceeds 50% of the market value of the structure, that same trigger happens. You've got to meet current codes and floodplain requirements. A lot of people don't realize that when they're budgeting for that dream kitchen or adding a second story, they might accidentally cross that threshold and suddenly they're looking at way more work and expense than they anticipated.
That's actually really important for people to know before they even start planning. So if someone's sitting there thinking about a major renovation on their waterfront place, what's your advice? How should they approach this?
The first thing is to get a professional assessment of your property's market value before you start any work. Then work with an engineer or architect who understands Florida's floodplain regulations to figure out what your project scope actually is. If you're getting close to that 50% threshold, you need to know that going in. And honestly, sometimes it makes sense to phase improvements differently or adjust your plans to stay under that limit. It's all about understanding the rules before you commit to the project.
That makes total sense. So it's really about doing your homework up front rather than getting surprised halfway through. I imagine there are also some nuances depending on where exactly your waterfront home is located in Florida. Right?
Absolutely. Different municipalities have different interpretations and sometimes stricter requirements. Coastal areas, flood zones, proximity to rivers or wetlands, all of that can affect what you're required to do. So really, the best move is to talk to your local building department or work with someone who knows your specific area's regulations inside and out. What applies in Miami might be different from what applies in Tampa or up in the panhandle.
This has been super helpful, David. I feel like a lot of people are going to hear this and go, oh, I really need to look into this before I make any decisions. Any final thoughts for waterfront homeowners who are listening?
Yeah, just don't ignore the 50% rule. Whether you're dealing with damage or planning improvements, get professional guidance early. It'll save you headaches and money in the long run. And honestly, understanding these regulations is part of being a smart waterfront property owner in Florida.
Love that. David Libertor, thanks so much for breaking this down for us. Really appreciate you taking the time to help our listeners navigate this stuff. If you want to connect with David or learn more about waterfront real estate in Florida, you can find him through the show notes. Thanks again, and we'll catch you on the next one.